our office has been bombarded with calls about vaccines. Some are calling, asking whether they should take it or not. Some are calling us looking for a religious exemption from it. Yet others are calling to say that I, as a rabbi, should come out with proclamation that everyone must vaccinate now. But recently, I got a question that was slightly different. And I believe that this small difference is the most important detail. A lady told me, my doctor is not saying that I should not take this vaccine, but he's saying that this vaccine is not necessary for me based on my antibodies and overall medical condition. Should I get it? Before addressing the issue of vaccine, I would want to say a couple things about Judaism's approach to medicine. Number one, according to the Torah, our bodies do not belong to us. They were temporarily entrusted to us by God. This is why I cannot do what I want with my body. I can only do what God allows me to do with it. Number two, we believe that God runs every detail of this world. According to this, if someone gets sick, we would have no right to intervene. After all, it's God's plan. This would be the case if not for a passage in the Torah commanding us to guard our health. Ushamartem es nefshaseichem, Deuteronomy 4:15. And then there is also an instruction to seek doctor's help if we become ill. Verapo yerape, Exodus 21:19. And Rashi writes, from here we know that doctors are permitted to heal. This all means that for us, taking care of our health is a religious obligation. This also means that we must seek medical treatments for our ailments. But medical treatments can be sought only for either fighting an existing illness or preventing future health issues. And here's the key. Medical interventions are not permitted in any other instance. Practical applications of this include prohibiting plastic surgeries, which are done exclusively for aesthetic reasons, with no medical need for them whatsoever. The Torah permits medical procedures only for health benefits. Now, let's get back to vaccines. The Torah instructs us to listen to our doctors when it comes to the issues of health. If you have been trusting your doctor till now with all medical questions, the issue of COVID vaccine should not be any different. If your doctor says you need this vaccine, you must take it. But the question that you need to ask your doctor is, do I need this vaccine? Because if your doctor says that he believes, based on your antibodies, let's say, that you are protected and you have no danger of infecting others, then, according to the Torah, you are not allowed to take this vaccine. Just to put things in perspective, in comparison to plastic surgeries that we have mentioned just now, according to the CDC, deaths from this vaccine are extremely rare, 0.0022%. But this number is significantly higher than the statistics of deaths from plastic surgeries. And the Jewish law is prohibiting plastic surgeries without a medical need because of their dangers. So vaccines without any medical need should be prohibited as well. And this refers to adults and children as well. People ask me if they should vaccinate their kids. If your child has a medical reason to be vaccinated, then according to the Torah, you must do it. If he does not have a medical reason for this vaccine, then according to the Torah, you are prohibited to do so. It pains me that I hear all the time, I took this vaccine to keep my job. I took this vaccine to go to school. I did it to travel, to go on vacations. The Torah does not allow medical procedures for jobs, schools, or vacations, only for medical purposes. I guess this must be the difference between a medical exemption and a Jewish religious exemption. For a medical exemption, they will ask you for a reason not to vaccinate, which means that by default, you should get this vaccine, and the burden of proof is on explaining why not. From the Jewish religious perspective, it's the other way around. Unless your doctor says you need it, you are not allowed to take it. The Torah tells us to listen to our doctors, not because they always say the absolute truth. Only what's written in the Torah, the divine wisdom, is absolute. Doctors are humans. They make mistakes. They operate based on human intellect that is always limited. The Torah is commanding us to obey our doctors because this is the best information we have right now. Doctors have different opinions about vaccines, so rabbis would give different recommendations depending on which doctors they have in their community, which doctors they trust. The medical establishments in different countries have different views. For example, Israel has been recognizing natural immunity from the beginning, and the American medical establishment is only catching up to it lately. We always see that new therapeutics are being developed. We learn more about the illness. We learn more about the vaccine. We learn more about its side effects. Maybe they will improve this vaccine. Maybe they'll change it. All smart doctors evolve in their views. And the rabbis that are listening to them will change their recommendations accordingly. Only the Torah is eternal. Everything man-made, like science, changes. So, as a rabbi, I tell you, when it comes to medical decisions, do what your doctor is saying you need to do. But do only what your doctor is saying you need to do. Any medical procedure which is medically unnecessary is prohibited by the Jewish law.